This is Thomas B. Warren with a presentation of 5 Gospel Minutes, a daily part, an integral part of the International Gospel Hour. I'm so glad that you have taken the time today to join us in our broadcast to study from the sacred things of God. The Apostle Paul made clear as he wrote to the brethren at Philippi, "Let your manner of life be worthy of the gospel." In 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 2, Paul said, "For you are our epistle known and read of all men." Peter said in 1 Peter chapter 3 verses 1 and 2 that a wife may by her manner of life win her husband. And we find that Jesus said in Matthew 5 verse 16, "Let your light so shine before men that others may see your good works and glorify the Father which is in heaven." All of these passages and many more make clear that we preach by what we do as well as by what we say. Certainly we have the obligation of preaching by word of mouth, but we also have the obligation of preaching by what we do. We're not to love in word only, as the Apostle John said, but in deed. You should show Christ living in you by what you say and by what you do. This should be the case in your relationship with your husband or wife, with your mother and father, your parents, with your brothers and sisters in the flesh, with your own children, with your brothers and sisters in Christ, your friends and neighbors, and even your enemies. We have noted a number of principles that are involved in this matter. For instance, the first one, our spiritual relation to God is of the greatest importance of anything. Secondly, the gospel is a message of grace, so the life of every human being should manifest joy and thanksgiving. The gospel reveals God's hatred of sin and its terrible consequences. The gospel reveals an open way of access to God, and so man's life should be characterized by reliance on God and communion with Him. The gospel is needed by and intended for the whole world, and so men should be zealous in the spreading of it. The gospel demands loving concern for the poor, and so men should be benevolent and liberal with the poor. The gospel upholds the idea that our real fundamental citizenship is in heaven, and so we must live looking for that city which hath the foundations, whose builder and maker is God. And the gospel insists that man will live again, will be brought into judgment, and will be held accountable for the deeds done in the body, that is, what he has done, how he has lived while he was on earth, and that this life should be regarded as merely probational. Now we come to a ninth principle of the gospel that should be reflected in our lives, and that is the gospel demands reverential worship. And so we must live lives of reverential awe. This does not mean that we should be afraid of God in the sense that we might be afraid of some wild animal or some monster, or in the sense that we might be afraid of some criminal, someone who might come into our homes and murder us in our beds while we're asleep at night, or as we walk down the street, someone will suddenly accost us and hold a gun or a knife to our throat or temple and kill us. But that we should stand before God in reverential awe, in recognition of His infinity, of His absolute perfection in every attribute, that He is awesome in power, infinite in knowledge and wisdom, infinite in presence, infinite in goodness, infinite in justice and holiness, and in recognition of that to stand before Him, not only of His attributes, but of what He has done, as we find in Psalms 139, as the psalmist thought about the world and the marvel of his own body and cried out, "I'm fearfully and wonderfully made." He was saying there in a spirit of adoration, standing before God in awe, that you're more wonderful than I can put into words. And so each of us should live our lives with that kind of attitude. And as our friends and neighbors, as members of our own families, as those with whom we work, watch us, as they listen to us speak, they ought not to hear words in which we are taking the name of God in vain, or in which we're saying that which is crude and vulgar, but they should hear that which is lovely, honorable, true, of good report. They should hear that which builds men up. They should not hear that which tends to destroy their fellow man, but they should hear that which tends to show loving concern for others. And they should hear that which makes clear that man is here on this earth in a probationary period in which he makes his decision whether he shall spend eternity with God or not. Our time is gone for today. I'm so glad that you've been with us. Let me just say in closing, that I plead with you to join us again for our next broadcast. This has been Thomas B. Warren speaking on 5 Gospel Minutes, an integral part of the International Gospel Hour.